Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, Ben, what are you doing?
Sit your cute little ass cheeks down, Matthew. We are going to make you breakfast.
Why are you dancing around?
I'm throwing bread. And I'm catching the bread and putting it in the toaster. And I'm dancing around with the cupboard doors. Then I'm throwing eggs. I'm smashing the eggs and then... whisking!
Whoa, 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 stop.
What's wrong, Matthew, you odious little toad?
Well, two things. Firstly, you're doing a very visual sketch for what is an audio medium, so it isn't working. And secondly, that's not a sketch what you wrote. You're ripping off Morecambe and Wise.
We're just doing what you told us to do.
Yeah, you told us to recycle some old material.
I said do the recycling.
Oh. I am so surprised. I'm going to lean against this bar and...
Yeah, I get it. Very, very funny. It's only fools and horses.
Stupid boy.
All right, I see what you're doing, okay?
I don't believe it.
What a mistake of the maker.
I've broken my tailbone.
Wait, what's that from?
Nothing. I think I've genuinely broken my tailbone.
Nanu, nanu.
Look, this is ridiculous. One of you two has got to do the recycling.
Well, it's not going to be me. I've got to go outside and beat up a mini with this small tree.
And it's not going to be me. I have genuinely broken my tailbone, and it is a rare and extreme pain.
Well, there's only one way to settle this.
Call an ambulance?
Do my own stunt as I roller skate under a lorry?
No, we're going to have a... Flashes Thunder!
Slam Down, the panel show that says, I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous, can't relax. I can't sleep, bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire and a recycle killer. Kiss, kiss, see. Fa, 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 better. Run, 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 run away. Recycle killer, kiss kiss say, fa 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 fa, better run 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 away. Oh 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 oh!
Aye 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 aye!
I'm the host of that, Lord Matthew Crosby.
Roar!
And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the flatmates Tom Parry and Benedict Clarko. Why are you refusing to recycle?
Because I feel like I've already done enough, because this one time I had this push bike and
really?
it was a little bit broken. So I thought, I'll do the right thing here. Call council, get them to come collect it. That's right, I rebicled.
I think we need to ask, is everybody okay? Jeepers, creepers, Tom, there's everything to play for.
Well, as you well know, always trying to break into the film industry. Years ago, I thought I had my chance. I got a job working for Mr. Richard Curtis, one of my absolute heroes. This is my chance, I thought. So on the set of his film, Love Actually, as a runner. True story. Put in charge of a Welsh actor, playing the part of Spike in the film. Oh, it was Notting Hill. True story.
What anyway. I liked is you were the last person in the entire room to
Anyway, true story. It was the film Notting Hill, looking after a Welsh actor, put in charge of his contact lenses. Tragically, I lost those contact lenses.
So you lost the contact lenses like you've lost the room.
What's rich? Yeah. But don't worry. At the end of the story, I got them back.
Oh. Spoiler alert.
Well, I just thought they're contact lenses, aren't they? I mean, surely Mr. Ifans isn't going to notice. If instead of his contact lenses, I just use maybe some, I don't know, cling film? So I cut out two little discs of cling film, put them on Mr. Ifan's table and thought maybe he'll be able to just wear these as contact lenses and get away with them. Anyway, it turns out it went disastrously wrong. He was blinded in both eyes.
Oh, God.
And I was fired for my Rhys eye cling.
Longer than the film itself, that story. Obviously, you can't minimise your carbon footprint on your own. Who have you locally sourced to help you this week, Tom?
Well, Matthew, the Jamboree's in trouble.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're saying we don't provide enough entertainment for the people who come to the Jamboree. So I've set up a Smash the Crockery store. And I was thinking to myself, who is the person I know who could run a Smash the Crockery store? Who's got those skills? And I thought, this lady smashes every gig she does. It's Lou Sanders, everyone!
So, Lou, thanks for coming on the show. It's great.
You're welcome.
It's great to have you here. Do you recycle?
I recycle, but I make a big fanfare of it.
How do you make a fanfare of recycling? What do you do?
Just, like, strut down the two recycling thing and just really hope everyone's watching me be a real good person. It takes stuff out of the recycling sometimes as well. Like, there's a natty piece on there.
Wait, what? What, a natty piece of old cardboard?
Like, wood. I make some stuff from wood.
Okay, yeah, this is interesting. What have you made with wood recently?
I made something, but then I recycled it again because it wasn't very good. I just wasted 4 hours, basically, and put it back in the recycling, but it looked prettier.
So you take the recycling out, you paint it, you put it back.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to do your bit. Clarkie, who have you brought along with you this week?
I have brought along my twin brother, the gorgeous Stu Goldsmith.
Stu, are you a good flatmate?
I am a good flatmate. I was going to do a recycling story, though, if that's
do,
all right.
Do whatever you like. All right, I'll ask a different question. Stu, we know you're a good flatmate. That's taken as given. But are you a recycler?
I've just realised something really bad. This isn't actually a recycling story. It's a throwing... it's not a flatmate. Don't go back. It's a throwing things away story, but there's no recycling involved. You know those four rings that you get that go on beer cans where you get a four?
Oh, yeah. That you're supposed to cut them
You're supposed to cut them.
So that they don't go around an otter's head.
So they don't go around an otter's head.
Yeah, of course. But
couldn't it bring a family of otters together?
The thing, it wasn't otters I had in mind. I always thought it would fuck up a goose if you put the thing. That's just what I had in mind. And then I only recently realised that, like, we're still saying, yeah, but it's okay to just put them into the bin. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're going to end up in wildlife. I'll snip them first and then just fuck them into the wildlife. That's fine. You know what I mean?
If anything, it could go down a goose's throat, couldn't it?
Yes. Let's hope so.
I mean, yeah. what are you planning to put down a goose's throat? So we
would you rather goose an otter or otter a goose? That's the big question.
Otter, not one more word. We have met.
Oh,
our...
I was going to say damn, but otter
beavers. That's beavers.
Imagine getting one of those four plastic holders around your beaver.
So we have met our teams, and it's time for me to recycle a well-worn old phrase and say, it's time for round one!
You made me feel like trash, but you were trash too. Guess I wasn't the right type of girl for you. We were like Romeo and Juliet, as different as you could get. You're a can of beans, I'm a pizza box. I'd just been pissed on by a fox. Cause I'm all alone, I'm in a bin. I can tell your heart is made of tin. We caught it, then we got sorted. Now I'm in a bag that's been transported. Oh, we got sorted, so I'm not sorted. You can't recycle love that's thwarted. We're not Montagues and Capulets. We're paper versus metal and plastics. You tore my paper heart in two when you chose the green box, not the blue. Parting is such sweet sorrow. The bits get taken tomorrow. Oh, since we got sorted, I'm not sorted. But I'll be recycled and become transformed. Oh, I'll see you again. Start over in a new skin. Tim!
is great to have Wheatus back together again and doing the jingles for us this week. So round one is called Recycle Thing. I'm going to give each team the name of an object and they have 1 minute to come up with as many different uses for that thing.
Is Recycle Thing a play on recycling?
Yeah, it's not great.
That's not strong, is it?
Not strong.
I feel shamed, but it's too late to change it now. Ben and Stu, you're up first. As many different uses for an electric whisk as possible, okay? And your minute begins now.
Whisking things.
A really painful electric toothbrush.
A really painful body wand, which is what they call a vibrator wand this morning.
Oh, is it really wand?
Yeah.
It's clearly some magic.
I'm not going to accept body wands. That is too horrifying.
Did they review body wands on this morning?
Hold on. No,
this is not a minute.
Excellent gameplay, Barry. Excellent gameplay.
A self jacuzzi maker.
Yes. A coffee frother for your capsule pod machine.
Say that three times.
A coffee frother for your cap. No, he's doing it again. A sort of replacement hand for a kitchen robot.
I'm glad you. Wait, hang on. What? A kitchen robot?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said one of them, mate.
Yes.
For getting a head on your beer when you lose the head on your beer.
Yep. Novelty aerial.
And that is your time. So at the end of that, Stu and Ben have 6 points.
Can I challenge?
Yeah. What? Which one are you challenging?
You're wasting your own time now.
Replacement hand for a kitchen robot, right? It'd just be its hand. If you're building a kitchen robot
and its hand isn't an electric whisk
to begin with,
no,
then what
hand,
is it?
One hand is a clamp and the other is a knife.
Strong. I'll take it.
That's, yeah.
I'll take it.
So, Lou and Tom, your minute.
Aye.
Your minute begins any
Dream
second.
Team.
Any second now. Would you like to hear what your object is?
No.
Okay, great.
We're just going to go.
You're just going to go for it.
No, go on then, what is it?
It is a toaster, and your minute begins now.
A toaster?
Killing someone in a bath.
Yes. Heating up some books.
What
kind of books?
Okay, destroying books you don't like.
Yeah, good call.
A necklace in an urban environment.
Sock warmer.
A gift.
Yeah. A brave.
I'm going to allow it.
A brave hat. What?
A tootsie warmer for your tootsies, please. Hello.
A hand torturer.
Marshmallow bacon.
Yeah.
Marshmallow bacon.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Global warming advocate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept a global warming advocate.
Fuck you, mate.
An art installation. Yes.
No, what? A weapon for a modern knight.
Yes.
What, swinging it round by the plug?
Exactly right, mate.
Tom, don't listen to me. That's fucking excellent.
That is your time, I'm afraid. That is your time.
Yes.
I make that 11 points. Very impressive.
Felt like 12.
You've got a challenge, though, Clarkie. You loudly exclaimed what? For which one was it?
For about all of them. A fucking hat.
A bold hat, mate.
We weren't
a brave hat.
A brave hat.
You've all seen Brave Hat with Mel Gibson. That's how you play the game.
No, but we weren't allowed magic wands.
To Brave Hat Club.
Yes.
First rule of Brave Hat Club, you don't talk about Brave Hat Club.
Well, then you're not allowed.
Second rule of Brave Hat Club, you do not talk about Brave Hat Club. Third rule of Brave Hat Club, anything can be a brave hat.
Apart from a body wand, apparently.
We'll put this up to the audience again. You can maybe get the point back. Right.
Come on, mate. Shoreditch.
What?
You go out in Shoreditch with a fucking toaster on your head.
I'm defending him.
What about Lady Gaga?
I was in Shoreditch today and I saw a bloke. And I originally I was like, fucking hell, fashion has gone too far. And I realised he was just carrying an armchair. So, right, because the thing is, you said the body wand, right? Basically saying, would you put a whisk on your vagina or would you put a toaster on your head?
No.
Give me a cheer if you would put a toaster on your head. Yay! Give me a cheer if you put a whisk in or on your vagina.
Yay!
I stand corrected. 7 points then.
No.
You cheered for the wrong team, but you spoke honestly.
Very
so at the end of that round, we don't even need to ask producer Ben because it is 7 points to Stu and to Ben and 11 whole points to Lou and to Tom.
Team Braveheart.
Team Brave Hat!
So, Lou and Tom are recycling top trumps while Stu and Ben are down in the dumps. Oh, I was tired when I wrote the script, guys. But it's not over yet. Let's see if either team can salvage some pride from round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play forever! Yay! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told! Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold! Gold!
Listen to that! The sound of vindication! Six series of this, motherfuckers! Pure gold! Oh, I'm never gonna die!
I can say, I haven't heard the show for ages.
You haven't heard the show for ages, and you're worrying it's getting a tiny bit indulgent. It is like a weird club that we don't want any new members in. Each week in Flat Games, we take a much-loved game and mangle it until it is completely unlovable. This week is the turn of Swing Ball, which we are calling the Great Rock and Roll Swing Ball. Each team... Yes.
No, that's a good pun.
Yeah, F you guys. By F, I mean fuck. Each team is going to perform a classic rock and roll number as a duet, take it in turns to sing one word at a time. To help them stay in time, they also need to do rock and roll-style finger clicks. I will give points for tunefulness, rhythm... Shake, rattle, roll, and obviously a wap bam and a wap bam bam. So, Tom and Lou, you are up first. You're going to be singing Rock Around the Clock, made famous, of course, by Bill Haley and his Comets in 1954, the birth of rock and roll. Now, don't forget, you've got to click along.
What am I doing?
Okay, yeah. You're singing a word each, okay? Yeah. So who do you think is going to start?
Also, me and Tom.
Yeah.
It is Tom.
Can we give Lou a bonus point for getting her team captain's name
me,
right?
No. Me and Tom were just discussing. We've got real chemistry on our team. Anyway.
Yeah, that was before you forgot my name.
One, two,
three. Oh, wait. I was going to say, because that is an ambitious counting, that speed.
Also, you should have been counting alternately, right?
Yeah.
We're singing a word at a time.
Okay.
So it's you, then me, then you, then
me. I know this one,
I know.
I know this one,
though. So you go first.
Okay.
Right?
One,
two,
three.
Yeah.
Five,
six,
seven,
eight. Keep clicking, guys.
Eight, rock,
nine,
ten,
11,
eight,
nine, rock.
Well, then, do you say the word nibble in there? You cut off the word nibble.
We're
gonna
rock
around
the clock
tonight. Put
your
glad
rags
on.
Dead
join
me.
We'll have
some fun. Even
clocks. One. We're
real chemistry.
Rock. Rock.
Rock.
Around.
Around
the clock.
I'm gonna end it. You came out there, you made the song your own. You made the song your own. I mean, can I just say, I'm gonna give you 5 points for that, but they're
what?
All going to Tom. So you scored 5 points. Let's see how finished you do. You are gonna be singing Little Richard's 1955 hit, Tutti Frutti. Here are your lyrics, and off you go.
What? Bop a bop, la bop bop, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, 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 womp bop a loo bop a womp bam boom. Oh my God! I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do.
I know.
Got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rocked to the east. She rocked to the
what's
west.
What's your mic technique,
man? Oh, how dare you, Lou Saunders?
It's a girl.
Keep going, guys. Keep going. I love this.
Tootie Fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie Fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti.
It sounds like Stephen Hawking.
Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Wop bop a loop bop a lop bop boo.
Oh! There is no way.
That was good. good.
There is no way I can't give them a 10 out of 10 for that. That was fucking superb.
I don't know why.
It was really good.
I don't know why we started singing like.
It's because Lou set a precedent. Lou set a precedent for going.
No, fair play, that was really good, but you've got no chemistry together.
I've got two more lyrics. Do you want to do two more rounds of that? I mean, it might be exactly the same. Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Tom and Lou, we're going to take you all the way back to 1958 with the... with the Coasters' classic hit, Yakety Yak.
You bastards.
Okay.
Ready?
Off you go.
Do we have to click?
Yeah, it makes it really good.
There's that famous chemistry you've heard all about.
Okay, ready?
Okay, do your best. Go okay.
Take the fish and fresh. Come on, come on.
Okay,
come on. Can I just be honest here? The only reason I wanted to play it was because I wanted to see them fuck up again. Okay. That's the only reason.
Got this.
I got this down pat.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Ready?
Take
the papers
and the trails. You
don't
get
no
rhythm
if you don't
know.
The Proclaimers, everyone, the Proclaimers! Yeah.
To be honest, I'm more of a dancer.
Ready, ready?
Yeah. What do you want? You can do the final.
Yakety!
Yak.
Yakety! Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety!
Yakety! Yakety!
Yakety! Yakety!
Yakety!
Very impressive. That was like that guy off a Family Guy having a stroke.
That just gave me epilepsy of the ears.
Lou just did the equivalent of smashing her guitar up there by tearing her piece of paper in half.
Which, in all fairness, she could have done before the song and it would have made no difference. Ben SG, very quickly, Elvis, 1957, all shook up. Off you go.
Oh, well, I bless my soul. What's wrong with me? I'm itching like man.
A man
on
fuzzy
tree.
My
friends say I'm acting wild.
Can you not see the word?
No, yeah.
Unfortunately, that is.
I'm in love.
Woo.
I'm all shook up. Yeah.
Just when I thought it was falling apart, it all came back together.
Good luck using those skills in your everyday lives.
I think that's a draw.
It isn't, mate. It's not a draw. Although I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you 6 points.
Yakety.
Give...
Yakety.
Yeah.
Yakety.
Yeah.
Yakety.
Yeah.
Yakety.
Yeah.
Yakety.
Yeah.
Yakety.
Yeah.
It's easy, mate.
Okay. 5 points for that. And then I'm going to give a 6 points to Ben and to Stu there. So, at the end of that round, we can all agree, today's the day the music died. It really is. At the end of that round, producer Ben, what are the scores before we go to the next round?
It's close. Tom and Lou have got 21. Ben and Stu have got 23.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, it's time to say sirloin to Flat Games, because up next is the load of old tripe that is Beef Brothers!
You've got a problem, call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef!
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And this one comes from our audience member, Esther. Esther says here, my boyfriend thinks it's strange that I go through his cupboards and get rid of his out-of-date food. My boyfriend has the worst cooking habits. He does not defrost food properly. He cooks chicken from frozen.
Can I ask, what side am I on?
Hang on a sec, I will tell you.
Because the way you're reading this is very biased. And I object, Your Honour, unless I'm prosecuting, in which case, carry on.
My boyfriend thinks, so yeah.
If that's his real name.
No, that's not. So, he's now not allowed to cook. Is he mental, or did he do this on purpose so he never has to cook again?
Mm.
So, Ben and Stu, you are on Esther's side, whereas Tom and Lou, you are on the side of the
boyfriend.
Chicken.
Mental boyfriend. Is the boyfriend here?
Yeah.
What's that legend's name? Mr. Innocent?
His name's James.
His name is James. So you've got a bit of time to cross-examine both of them. Why not? Any questions from Tom's side or from Ben's side? Any questions
at
all?
This cooking chicken from frozen, I haven't heard about that. Is that bad?
Yes.
Have you been doing that already?
Yeah, you see, we don't know. Can you cook frozen chicken? Yes.
Can you cook...
Else why would they freeze it in the first place? Right?
And that's conjectured. but also, don't cook frozen. You should defrost it properly. It's dangerous otherwise. And also,
you're not allowed to be on a side.
Also,
judge.
How long have you been living together?
Yes, good question.
Sorry, 4 months.
4 months. We're not living together.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, let's hear more about this.
She thinks you're living together, and you don't think you're living together.
Do you think that she's your girlfriend?
Yeah, she's my girlfriend, but we aren't living together.
Then what was the 4 months thing?
Can you?
This is really awkward, but I want to know.
Can you defrost a chicken in 4 months?
I've had an operation and been off work for 4 months, so I think...
Oh, not so funny now, is it?
Touché, Esther, touché.
Esther, can you wear a neck brace for the trial? Is that right?
Oh, very nice.
That always works.
Esther, was the operation to remove your sense of right and wrong?
What was the, was this medical thing something awful, or can you share it with us?
No, I had my breast reduced.
You had your breast?
Oh, your breasts. Lucky thing.
Was it your chicken breast?
It sounds like James is more of a leg man. Come on, guys, that was brilliant.
You actually are a lot like Tom. That is how Tom gets out of us. Come on, guys.
Come on.
That's good. That is good.
We've all got ears.
Yackety, yackety, yackety.
Okay, so...
Okay,
let's get back to this. Your boyfriend is he's helping you.
Recuperating.
You're convalescing.
Recuperating.
Yeah. It's time to take stock.
Can you just shut the clock up, please?
And then I should do one.
Lovely, lovely work there from Hen Clark.
Okay. Come on. This paltry excuse for a case.
Oh, you are...
I cry foul. Come on, guys. This is getting peri peri upsetting. Worth the wait. Definitely worth the wait, Clark.
Got there in the end.
You're spitting feathers.
Stop it now. Stop it now.
Should we get into it? Because I think we've got enough to go on there.
What, hang on. He's cooked a chicken. Is this... What is this? What is the case? So genuinely passed me by. He's cooked a chicken.
She throws away all his out-of-date food. He's cooked a chicken, possibly very, very badly, in order to never cook again. So I'm going to call upon Stu Goldsmith. You have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution, and your time starts now.
Well, I think it's quite clear to all concerned that our client Esther has been wronged. She's recovering from a lady operation, which is the most secretive and special kind. I think it's quite clear that he's deliberately, that James is, with his massive Easter Island face, is quite deliberately, he's like one of those...
Yeah,
people
where's your face reduction, mate?
Yes! Yes! Where's your half of the bargain? Yeah.
Esther Island face, more like. Yes! What does that mean?
How did that get a round of applause? You've got 5 seconds, by the way.
What does that mean?
Come on.
She never done it.
Okay, lovely work from Stu Goldsmith there. Let's move the case over now to Lou Sanders, who is going to open the case for the defence, and this I cannot wait for. Your minute starts now.
I feel like chicken tonight. Ring any bells? Lots of people like chicken. You spoilt little bitch. I'm joking. I'm a feminist. I'm just joking.
No, you cannot have it both ways. You can't call people a bitch and then go, oh, I'm a feminist, by the way.
So, I'm so sorry, Esther. Just maybe, like, cook 'em.
Yakety.
Wait. Cook 'em some toast. No harm done. No, seriously, guys, I think you should split up. Yep. Tom, take over.
And that's your time. So. So, Esther and James, how do you... I think we know the answer. How do you think it's going so far?
I think how it's going really say? Well for me.
Is it too late to change my defence team?
I'm afraid,
keep
yes.
Keep the faith, James. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. Keep the face. Keep the face. So unfair, this. Well, Ben, you're going to continue the case for the prosecution. Your minute starts now, ma'am.
Well, here's the thing, right? Bloody hell. Esther, I'm on your side, so I hold tight. James, mate, you can't cook...
More like pesto. Hey.
You had your minute, you bitch.
It's all right, Matthew's a feminist.
It's okay, I'm a feminist, guys. Peace, everybody, peace. Peace, you're all cunts, peace, guys, I love you.
So if you're a feminist, you're not allowed to call anyone a bitch? That can't be right.
No, it is right.
Well, you can call, no, you can call female right. dogs bitches.
Yeah.
It's not as good, though.
No. It's less gangster.
All my bitches be dogs.
12 seconds left.
James, you absolute rotter. Go fuck yourself, mate.
That's the time.
We don't need that last second.
All right, now, Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the defence. Now, you're going to be doing it as yourself this week.
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing. Your minute, if you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we've been sat here a long time. Hell.
That's so true.
Hot room. Lots of long words there. You look over there.
Long face.
You look over there. Long words, long face. Why the long face, James? I'll tell you why the long face. Because that there lady of yours there, she presented you with something. Goes by the name of a frozen chicken. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't seen none of that there no frozen chicken. Let me tell you a little story. Papa of mine ran a farm up on the hill next to Betsy. Hell, you know Betsy. Who don't know Betsy? Ain't gonna call her a bitch, though. Betsy, she loved them chickens. Hell, give them names. Moment they're born, that there be Lenny. That there be Charlie. Hello, John. Chicken names. Them chickens there, they touch the earth, smell the sky. Hell, I don't know none of them there chickens there, no John, no Harry, no Charles. Wanna go running in that there snow now.
Please let this go on forever.
Ain't natural. You fry a chicken. You see the Harry, that there oil there be nice and hot. He like that. In he go. Put me in. Bathe me round. Eat me up. Hey, John. That there box there be real cold, boy. John ain't into that. I say today, this ain't about you. It ain't about me. Sure as hell ain't about no them there Esther. I say we ask them chickens, hot or cold, warm, boiling hot. ice cold. Let the chicken decide. You know what they say. No further questions, Your Honor.
So, we have heard some things. So I don't envy our Phoenix audience because they're the ones who are going to decide who talked the best. So if you think Stu and Ben, and therefore Esther, is in the right, applaud now. But if you think Lou and Fanshawe, and of course James, came out on top, applaud now.
That was all you, Lou.
Well, congratulations, James. You can cook as much frozen chicken as you like. So, we are almost at the end of the show. All that remains is the quickfire round, and of course, the quickfire round jingle. So, of course, actually, we're nowhere near the end of the show. Let us hear that quickfire round jingle. Off we go.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. But the joke obviously is that we take a very long time introducing it.
It takes a long time.
But this morning, the irony is I'm in a real rush to get to a meeting. My train leaves in about 5 minutes, and it's at least a 5 minute run.
If you're going really quickly.
So what I'm saying is, this is probably the first time that I could do with this jingle being short, if it was only the right length.
That's a shame.
If it was the length of a quick round, then I'd probably make my train. I mean, now I've got probably 4 minutes. I'm right in that, you know, that place where you think, well, shall I just let it go, send a text and get on the next train?
Maybe it'll be delayed.
Or maybe we just leave it here and get on with the quick fire round.
Well, mercifully brief there, that quickfire round jingle.
True story.
Is it a true story? Did you make the, did you make the meeting?
I really should have gone then. That was my chance. Why am I still singing?
I don't know.
I think I'm gonna go, mate. I think we got it there.
Sorry, buddy. Good luck finishing it, mate.
I'm gonna get my train.
Fuck it, you finish the show. See you tonight, buddy.
Oh, wonderful stuff there. That was a real glimpse into your life. So, of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be recycling-based. So let's hear your buzzers there, Tom and Lou, and let's hear your buzzers, Stu and Ben. Fingers on those buzzers, and off we go. Why doesn't it cost anything to hand in dead batteries at your local recycling centre?
Because it's good for the environment and the minute.
No, I'm afraid that's not the answer. Lou.
Tom. You get charged a flat rate.
Whoa! I'm gonna give you a point.
There's
for that.
Charge.
They're free of charges. Yes, that is the half a point to Sue and Ben there. The next few questions are anagrams. I've recycled the names of people appearing on this week's show. Which person on the show ruled on ass?
Lou Sanders.
Yes, if Tom is correct, it was Lou Sanders. Which person is sometimes known as my parrot? Chew.
Tom Parry.
Tom Parry is correct, yeah.
Yes.
Which person is famous for their mild hot gusts?
That's probably me.
That is Stu Goldsmith, yeah. And which person did a...
It's going to be me, it's going to be me.
Which person did a red cone burp?
Hello, it's me.
No, it isn't Ben Clark, I'm afraid, no.
Producer Ben?
It is Producer Ben, yes. And which person might be known as Cuba Dooging Jr.? It is Ben, yes, it's Ben Clark, everybody. Okay, enough of the anagrams. What do you call it when you use a silver birch again?
Recycle-treeing?
No, but you're very close.
Tree-cycling.
Tree-cycling is correct. What do you call it when you use a small striped flying insect again?
Bee-cycling.
Bee-cycling is correct, Stuart Goldsmith. What do you call it when you use the ocean again?
Sea-cycling.
Sea-cycling is correct, Stuart Goldsmith. What do you call it when you use the joint in the middle of your leg again?
Sea-cycling! You cunt!
Tom shouted it, but I think a half a point to Stu, who is definitely faster on the butter. What do you call it when you use a French cheese again?
Sea-cycling!
Yackety!
That is a half a point each there. What do you call it when you use Donald Duck's nephews again?
Louis Dewey cycling.
Yes, correct. What do you call it when you use the author of To Kill a Mockingbird again?
Harper Lee cycling.
Correct, Stuart Goldsmith. What do you call it when you use ascorbic acid again?
Ooh. LSD cycling.
What is it?
Vinegar, is
it?
LSD cycling.
Not LSD, no. Ascorbic acid. It's vitamin C cycling. What do you call it when you use a mug, a bag of Tetley and some milk?
Tea cycling
is correct, Thomas Parry. What do you call it when you use the national sport of Bangladesh again?
Kabaddi cycling,
yes! What do you call it when you use the city of Nashville again?
Tennessee cycling.
The capital of Tennessee cycling, yes! What do you call it when you use your urine again?
Recycling!
No, it's disgusting. What do you call it when you use the same jokes over and over again?
Recycling!
No, it's flash air slam down! That is our time! Those were our questions. So before we hear the final scores, it's just time for you to squeeze in any plugs. Lou Sanders, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, my butt.
You like to plug your butt? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really up to much.
No?
No, it's surprising, isn't it?
Are you happy?
Stu, do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, sure, you could
do. Hang on, I want to plug Stu's stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to, Lou, you can plug for Stu.
He's got engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got engaged.
Thanks very much. We're having engagement drinks this Saturday. When will this go out?
Well, after this Saturday, yeah.
Great, it's at the Three Kings in Clerkenwell.
I don't know if any of you know that in podcast land, Stu runs a very successful podcast called ComCom Pod, where he interviews comedians about comedy.
He's very good, and you should check it out. Pappies have done an episode. Lou Sollins has done an episode. So many of our guests have done episodes, so do listen to it. It really is fantastic. So, producer Ben, let's hear the final scores.
It's very close.
Oh, that's what we like.
Half a point in it. And these are big scores. One team has 31.5, the other team has 32.
Oh! Wow.
The winners are Ben and Stu! Oh!
So Ben and Stu get to hit the bottle while Tom and Lou get to hit the bottle bank. Thanks to our guests, Lou Sanders and Stu Goldsmith. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flash Air Slam Down! Pappies Flash Air Slam Down featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Stuart Goldsmith and Lou Sanders. It was devised by Pappies producer Ben Walker. Please do not throw any more glass. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good folks that do the right thing. We have to thank the Phoenix over and over again. It'll be the last time we're here, because then we don't dismantle the menu. To the good folks that do the right thing, to Natasha Caffrey, to Sarah Grunt for helping out, to Orange Park and the British Comedy Guide, and to the Phoenix Pub for having us. Pappies Flash Air Slam Down is a Fuzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.